A new exhibit at the Mathers Museum brings together artifacts from around the world that are believed to have the power to protect the owner or wearer from danger. Suzanne Inglesby, a doctoral student in the IU Department of Folklore and Ethnomusicology, curated the exhibit.
There are lots of different kinds of items that cultures from around the world use for protection, and protection from various things, protection from disease, protection from dangers during travel. And so these are items that at first glance, if one is unfamiliar with them, might seem unusual or different, but really these are concepts that are common to lots of cultures, and so there are things that we may be familiar with we don't even think about that are also used as protective items. So it's a comparative look at these kinds of things, and both the familiar and the unusual.
A vest from Liberia is adorned with horns and nails from animals that are considered powerful. From it hangs dozens of little brown leather packets that contain verses from the Quran on parchment. The sacred verses and other talismans give the wearer a feeling of protection, according to Inglesby.
This item would have been worn out and about to give the wearer power, to give the wearer protection. Now, the interesting thing, lots of different traditions, religious traditions in particular, have important, meaningful sacred texts, often canonized sacred texts, and so that's what we're seeing with the Quran. But this is not a particular area of the world in which I have expertise, so I'm not completely certain whether this wearer would have been wearing this because the Quran was particularly meaningful to him, or whether, knowing that that was particularly meaningful to a large group of people, it was incorporated as a sacred charm, which often does happen. So people who maybe are not particular adherents of a religious belief will take some of the elements of protection from other religions and incorporate it into their practice as well.
A baby's hat from 20th century Peru, made of red crocheted wool, is designed to protect the infant from the evil eye. According to Inglesby, infants and small children are given extra protection from evil because they're so vulnerable and because they're the objects of affection and attention from others.
Many cultures believe that if you say very positive, complimentary things about someone, then you kind of alert evil powers to them and they're more likely to be attacked. So there are lots of things that go to counteract that. Everything from saying the opposite of what you mean, whoa, what an ugly baby that is, to having actually amulets or other items. So this hat might be one item that was meant to be protective.
One object in the exhibit suggests that some of us in the 21st century still believe in the power of talismans to protect us from harm. The object is called a guardian bell. It's a silver-colored trinket about the size of a thimble that's meant to be hung on a motorcycle to protect against road gremlins. You can buy it for about $12 at motorcycle shops, and it comes with a description of the bell's magical powers.
The idea is that if you hang one of these underneath your motorcycle, it protects you from road gremlins. And road gremlins are nasty little creatures that would do bad things to you while you ride. They would harm your bike, make you fall, all kinds of things. And what they say about these is that it's twice as protective if you give it to someone you love. So the idea being, you know, buy it for a biker that you love. And it's really interesting because it has all of the hallmarks of these other kinds of items where there's a backstory to it. It tells you that the gremlins will hear the ringing of the bell and jump up into it and be driven insane by the noise.
Visitors to the exhibit have left some amusing comments in the visitor's book. One man wrote that he wears a medical alert bracelet, mostly, as he puts it, for the bling factor. Another visitor wrote that she collects protective items from around the world. She owns a pouch containing Quranic verse from West Africa and a hand of Fatima from Morocco. She commented, "So far, seems they actually work." Safe and Sound, Protective Devices from Around the World, is on display at the Mathers Museum to August 14th. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.